Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our next episode of the God Podcast, or as we like to call it, Godcast.
Yeah. Godcast.
Yes, and it's a program where we think about questions about God and try to answer them. We get callers in. So I think we got our first call. That's an interesting ringtone. And who's our first caller today?
Hello, my name's Amy.
And hi, Amy. Welcome to the program. What's your Godcast question?
My Godcast question is, how does God make the birds tweet?
Ooh, how did God make the birds tweet? Well, God's given all lots of different animals the ability to make sounds.
But, if the animals were there...
Yeah?
How does God make the bones and everything around us? Because he would have said a word, but how does he actually make them? Because he doesn't, get sticky tape.
That's true. He doesn't do that when he makes things. He uses his powerful word. We read in Genesis that when he wanted to make the birds, he just said, "Let there be birds to fly across the expanse of the sky." And there was birds, and God saw that the birds were good. And he made those birds with wings so that they could fly, and with a beak so that they could pick up, worms, and with feet so that they could walk along the ground, and with a beautiful voice box, or I'm not exactly sure all the parts of a bird, but he made them with the ability to sing. And there's lots of different sounds that birds... Oh, got another call. Sorry, we'll have to end it there, but look up bird sounds on the internet if you'd like to hear their different sounds. Oh, next caller. Who do we have here?
We have Luke.
Hi, Luke. Nice to meet you. And what's your question, Luke?
My question is, how did God make people?
How did God make people? That's interesting. Well, if in Genesis we read that God made people a little bit different to the way he made all the other animals. With Adam, the first man, he took some dirt from the ground and he breathed his life into it. And it became a living man. And then he was thinking, he needs a partner, someone to help him.
So he took a rib?
That's right, he took a rib. He thought, is another animal a good partner for Adam? But he went, no, it has to be someone else who's also made in my image, who's equal to him. So he took a rib from Adam and made a woman out of Adam. So from the one person, he made two people. And so that's how he made the woman. Now, he didn't keep making people. I was going to explain the whole how humans are made today and all that sort of birds and bees. But we'll pause that conversation for another day. And because we've got another caller, our third caller, which is our last one for the day. And can you, you're on the program. Who have we got on the line?
My name's Bob.
Hi, Bob. Nice to meet you. Bob, what's your question?
My question is, how did God make... plants and stuff.
Oh, how did God make plants? Well, the same way he made the birds. He just said, let plants spring up from the ground. And so that's God, and God's word is so powerful that he just speaks and it happens. Now, wait a minute. Oh, there's another call coming through.
Hello, who do we have on the line here?
Hi. My name's Steve-O.
Hello, Steve-O. What's your question today?
Well, today we've been talking about how God made lots of things. But I'm a bit confused as to why God made... Well, there's lots of reasons, but let's just talk about people. Why did God make people? What's so special about people?
Well, the good thing about people is they actually show God's image because they're made in the God's image and they're really special to God because they're God's people. Even if you don't know about Jesus, like, God's people is made in God's image. So he knows you're not trusting in Jesus. So that was a tiny bit confusing. So let's go with the basic.
Yeah.
So the basic is like he just made it because he loved people. And like when you're creating, you're like, what do I love? A washing line. Let's see how I can make a washing line. So he already knew how he would make one, he knew how to make a washing line, or he knew how to make anything. But what he didn't know was that people are so special to him because at first, he didn't have, a single person in his image.
Ooh.
So he didn't think they were very special till he made one.
Wow.
And then when he made one, he's like, they're in my image and I am pleased with them.
Wow.
Because when they do sins, he's not pleased, but he hadn't seen anyone do sins yet.
Oh, okay. So the first people, when they're first made, they hadn't done any sins yet. Wow. Oh, well, maybe for another podcast, I'll ring back and I'll ask about what happened when all that happened. So that's enough for me today. Thanks for answering my question. Okay. All right. Thanks. Thanks for that. We're back here at the Godcast, and we're going to sign off for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on...
Godcast!
Yeah.